John McCraw was a man of great gentleness. He was also a man of great strength and power. He was my brother in the movement to liberate the blind. He was my close, dear friend. No person who has attended a recent convention of the National Federation of the Blind will ever think of John McCraw without recalling the rumble of that deep voice answering the roll call of states. It usually brought applause. It always brought an audible murmur of affection, a feeling that can only be described as a surge of love reaching from all parts of the room to touch him. In fact, if one had to describe in a single word the feeling of the blind of the nation for John McCraw, that word would be love. He gave it, he received it, he lived it. And the blind of the nation and the world have better lives as a result. And it was not just at national conventions or on special occasions. John was the same every day, at home or in other states, with friends or with strangers, in crowds or in groups of two or three. When I moved to Maryland a few months ago, John and Connie made it their business to let me know that they wanted to do anything they could to be of service to me. As it was with John, so was it, and so is it with Connie. She worked with John, sharing his activities, his problems, and his triumphs. She belongs to all of us who are blind, and she always will. John's trademark was service, not just occasionally or in major things, but on a daily basis, thoughtfully, courteously, and lovingly. During the last week of his life, John performed two services for me. He arranged to have some kitchen knives sharpened, and he took a newspaper editor to task who had attacked me. In fact, his handling of the editor was typical of his way of doing business. When he called to tell me about it, he played the whole thing down and merely said that he thought he had set the man straight on some facts and that we would see better articles in the future. A few days later, I learned from a person who was in the room at the time the phone call was being made that John's language and tone were so blunt and earthy that the editor will probably never forget that conversation as long as he lives, and will probably never write another story without making an effort to learn the facts. True to John's prediction, the article of retraction came, and it showed all of the impact of the chastening which had been given. John did not want credit. He wanted results. He took more pleasure in seeing the rest of us praised than having praise for himself. In every situation, he was an asset. If you were going to a conference, John was a good man to give you level-headed advice. If you were going to a party, John was a good man to help you celebrate. If you were going to a fight, John was a good man to have at your side. He never weaseled, he never chickened out, and he never deserted a friend or a cause. He stuck to the end. He did not try to find a way out by pretending that he was confused or did not understand the issues or had concerns that he could not resolve. He was staunch and steadfast. He was John McCraw. John, old friend, dear brother, you have made the world a better place for all of us who are blind. You have shown us that gentleness need not be weakness, and that love is a natural component of courage, not of cowardice or fear. You have lived your beliefs, and they are reflected in the lives of all of us who are blind. Your spirit will march with us in our continuing campaign for the freedom of the blind. Your dedication will strengthen us. Your love will sustain us. When we suffer defeats, and there will be some, or when we achieve victories, and there will be many, we will think of you and make your memory part of our mourning and our rejoicing. No history of the Battle of the Blind for liberation and first-class citizenship will ever be complete without your name. No story of our journey to independence will fail to include you. Rest in peace. We will keep the movement strong. We will build it and make it reach new heights of achievement and solidarity. We will always remember your voice your abiding dedication, and your great capacity for love. We will keep the faith.